tonight.
Is Labour turning its back on black voters? Its latest Road to the Manifesto document contains barely a dozen words on race. At the same time, an exclusive poll for Black Britain suggests our community, especially the young, are themselves becoming disillusioned with the whole system. Here's Kurt Barling.
Lee Jasper is a man with a mission. He wants to make the black vote count.
Simple reason why I don't vote, because they're not helping me in person.
It is a waste of time for black people anyway.
They don't care about black people in the slightest. At all.
I wouldn't vote for nobody because nobody's worth my vote.
Lee's aim is to convince black people their vote isn't a wasted vote.
Well, here we have the Houses of Parliament, the mother of all democracies. And what does it mean for black people? We're not involved in the political process to the extent that we should be. And this House probably represents the most black people, all that excludes us from politics in Britain.
Lee Jasper and Charter 88 are taking Operation Black Vote to the front line.
It is time for us to make a change.
He's discovering how tough the political terrain is.
You're not ready to vote?
No.
All right, here's a leaflet about Operation Black Vote.
Hard facts on black people's political views are scarce, so we decided to do our own research. Black Britain commissioned Murray to conduct a survey of 804 people across the United Kingdom to get a sense of what those attitudes might be. The scale of the task in hand is confirmed by our survey, which found only 40% of those questioned were certain to vote in the next election. For under 25-year-olds, the figure drops to just 16%. It seems many felt voting was pointless. 32% of those unlikely to vote in the next election say their vote wouldn't make a difference. But as I found out when I met up with a group of university students, even those who want to vote aren't sure it's worth it.
I personally feel that because we're seen as minorities, I feel sometimes that we're not important enough.
The black proportion of the electorate isn't that large, therefore I don't think they'll be more likely to pay that much attention to it.
If we had more black MPs, perhaps there'd be more black voters voting, because they see these idols in the community and think, well, they're addressing our needs. We agree with the policies, therefore we're going to vote for them.
Indeed, the absence of black faces in Parliament was a major concern for the people we surveyed. We asked, are the main parties doing a good job of encouraging black people to become MPs? 63% said they weren't. And when asked, are the parties doing enough to encourage black people to participate in politics, 81% said no. A view which the main party leaders, each one in their own way, would seem to share.
The present mix of the House of Commons doesn't remotely reflect the mix of the country as a whole.
I mean, I've fought all my life for an open multiracial society. That's the type of society I want my children to grow up in.
The politics of this place you see behind me has failed. It's miserable. It's white dominated. It's middle class dominated. It doesn't represent the country.
Paddy Ashdown is at least quite keen to show off the two African Caribbean candidates his party's put up to fight the next election. But what are the other two parties doing? We took a close look at their lists of prospective candidates. They make disappointing reading. The Conservatives have one African Caribbean candidate. And, other than their three sitting MPs, Labour, the party that has traditionally benefited from 85% of the black vote, has no new candidates. With only a handful of seats left up for grabs, it's almost certain that Labour will have no new Caribbean or African candidates at the next election. The Labour Party says black people need to get more involved in politics, but there can be no doubt that Labour's attitude to race has changed.
One Britain. That is the patriotism for the future, where never again do we fight our politics by appealing to one section of our nation at the expense of another.
This speech was the turning point in Labour's attitude to race. The party that once actively courted the black vote now declares that as one nation, issues of race and racism have moved on. So there's little difference between the problems faced by black and white. Mark Hendrick is Britain's first black Euro MP. He's enthusiastically embraced his leader's vision. One Nation, he believes, is a powerful electoral tactic.
The One Nation approach is the way, I believe, to win the election. It's recognised that we need the white middle class vote as well as the black vote. And all that's happened is that we've widened our appeal from being seen to represent just minorities, whether it's the gay community, lesbians or the black community, to representing the whole community.
Tonight we have made history.
But the promise of the 1987 election, when three black Labour MPs were elected to Westminster, hangs in the balance, says Bernie Grant. He fears the One Nation vision will push black issues off the agenda.
Certainly, the Labour Party appears to have taken fright on the race issue and put it on the back burner. I think that there is a silence. I think there is an embarrassment because people know that for the loyalty that black people have paid to the Labour Party, for instance, they haven't had a decent return on it as yet.
Labour isn't turning its back on them. What's happened is that we're seen now to represent the majority of people. Without that move, we wouldn't gain power and we would never have the trust of the British people as a whole.
I know that in certain sections within the leadership of the party, that is a view that is held. But that view is, of course, totally wrong. And the people who hold those views will soon be exposed for the charlatans that they are.
That is the reason why the political parties pay no attention when they realise that we are the bottom of the heap.
Back on the front line, the feeling you've no voice is perhaps behind one of the most startling revelations from our poll. Over a third of young people are looking beyond mainstream politics. They see a separate black party as the way forward. It's a message that worries Paddy Ashdown.
The failure you see perhaps most starkly in the ghettoised, dispossessed, largely black communities of Britain is one that is now infecting and corrupting the whole political system, and I am very, very pessimistic about that. Unless politicians start building a new bridge between people and politics, then I think our whole political system could come into crisis in the years ahead.
The challenge may not be insurmountable. Just who will bridge the gap to prevent the black vote ending up in the political wilderness?
The election booth. Right. Kurt Barling reporting. Now, Black Britain's